Good afternoon, it's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. The Vilas County Public Health Department is reporting that a dead crow found in Vilas County on August 11th has tested positive for West Nile virus. This is the first bird that has tested positive for West Nile virus in Vilas County this year. It's not the first bird found with West Nile virus in the area, though. A bird found in Oneida County on July 29th also tested positive for West Nile virus. For more information on West Nile virus, you can check out a link at our website, wxpr.org. The Wisconsin DNR and Conservation Congress are discussing chronic wasting disease. A public meeting was held in Lincoln County Monday at the Rock Creek Town Hall in Rock Falls. The meeting followed a positive test for CWD in March on a wild deer. The Chippewa Valley Advisory Team is recommending that DNR staff work with willing landowners to acquire tissue samples for analysis. The team says they're looking for 70 tests. A state of emergency has been declared in Dane County by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Heavy rainfalls, totals topping 11 inches, have led to widespread damage from flooding. The governor says the state of Wisconsin is ready to help the local recovery efforts after the Monday storms. Walker is scheduled to be at the Emergency Operations Center in Madison this afternoon, and his office says he will be touring the areas damaged by flooding. Those interested in mushrooms and foraging can attend a unique festival starting this Friday evening. The All Things Fungi Festival will be held at Kemp Natural Resources Station in Woodruff. The first-time event is free and open to the public and will include lectures, discussions, and demonstrations. Lectures begin Friday night and continue Saturday afternoon. Carla Ortman is the office manager at Kemp Natural Resources Station.
It's for anybody who wants to know anything about mushrooms. So we've kind of covered all the topics, whether you just want to learn about what's growing in your forest, or maybe you want to learn about finding edibles, or maybe you're interested in some of the medicinal properties, or maybe you want to try to grow some at home that you can eat.
Ortman says the festival is more than just lectures. Saturday morning, participants are invited to take part in a forest foray. A full list of activities is available at their website. We have a link at our website, wxpr.org. Some of Wisconsin's most beloved birds, purple martins, chimney swifts, tree and barn swallows, eastern whippoorwills, and common nighthawks are in trouble. Residents can learn more about why and how to help these birds around their home during an early September conference in Waukesha. A conservation biologist says the bird loss might have a direct link to a mysterious loss of insects. Ken Kroll reports.
The DNR's Ryan Brady says the September 6th through 8th event is the combined annual meeting of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative, a coalition of 180 groups committed to conserving native birds, and a summit of the 109 Bird City, Wisconsin communities. He says rapid declines of the flying insect-eating birds and bats is a big concern, and the reasons for the decline are pretty complex. Brady says the one thing they have in common is they're eating insects out of the air. He says there's no conclusive data yet to prove the thought that a decline in the populations of flying insects are leading to the bird loss.
If you think about, certainly 20, 30, 40 years ago, driving on a rural road or even a city road for that matter, in the middle of the summer, your windshield was full of insects that you had hit along the way. Those things just don't seem to happen anymore.
Brady says it's possible the use of herbicides and pesticides might have something to do with the insect decline, but there's no hard evidence, and scientists likely will be working to gather that data in the near future. He says it could be habitat or water quality issues, a number of different factors. He says long-term monitoring of insect populations has not been done on a regular basis. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly has told a radio talk show audience he is shocked to hear Governor Scott Walker refuses to visit state prisons. Although the comments of Speaker Robin Voss were just reported this week, they were made on WFAW Radio on August 10th. Walker told reporters he saw no value in visiting Wisconsin state prisons. Voss says he hopes the governor changes his mind, adding he values a visit he made to the Sturtevant prison in his district. The speaker says the choice is up to Governor Walker. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, Captain Doug.